be traffic.
And now let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Mild start to the day thanks to a warm front that pushed through overnight. And now we're going to see a very warm and almost hot afternoon with forecast highs today in the mid to upper 80s. That's about 25 to 30 degrees warmer than we saw yesterday with lots of sunshine. It gets even warmer tomorrow with highs near 90 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now we've got 54 degrees outside the WTOP studios at 159.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Hello and good morning. I'm Rich Hunter. Coming up, a man is stabbed to death near Audi Field just before Saturday night's DC United soccer match. And
an update on protest and the encampment at George Washington University. I'm Lynn Bowie.
One person dead, several others hurt in a pair of shootings in the district. And
a crash in Prince William turns deadly. Police say alcohol may be a factor. I'm Ralph Fox.
The O's beat the A's and the Nationals whipped up on the Marlins. It's 2 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Another overnight of severe weather. Oklahoma appears to have taken a direct hit from tornadoes in these dark hours, with multiple buildings down and reports of people trapped. It comes after Friday night's storms wreaked havoc for millions. CBS's Omar Villafranca is covering from the danger zone.
Tornadoes hammered Iowa, with the National Weather Service reporting that at least 10 twisters struck the western part of the state, including the town of Minden, where officials say 40% of the homes have been destroyed.
It's coming down.
The dangerous outbreak isn't over. Several states across the heartland are bracing for another round of tornadoes, high winds, and hail as communities struggle to clean up.
Secretary of State Blinken is heading to Saudi Arabia to meet with Arab leaders in the hopes of hammering out a hostage deal. CBS's Deborah Pata on the latest.
Hamas has released another propaganda video, which cannot be independently verified, showing two hostages, including 64-year-old Israeli-American Keith Siegel. This says family and friends demand the time is now to strike a deal.
From a jail cell to a hospital bed, CBS New York's Jessica Moore.
Harvey Weinstein has been hospitalized for medical tests after his return to New York City. The disgraced movie producer will still appear in court Wednesday after the New York Court of Appeals overturned his sex crimes convictions and ordered a new trial. In 2020, Weinstein was sentenced to 23 years in prison. The appeals court ruling said the trial judge in that case allowed testimony not directly related to the charges Weinstein faced. He's still serving a 16-year prison sentence on a rape conviction out of Los Angeles.
Anger over the Israel-Hamas war keeps simmering on college campuses throughout the country.
Not another nickel, not another dime. No.
That at Northeastern University in Boston, where hundreds of students are calling for Israel to end the offensive, for the U.S. to stop supplying Israel with weapons and military funding, and for universities to divest from companies that do business with Israel. CBS's Michael George on yet another emerging disruption.
At Columbia, commencement is less than 3 weeks away and in danger of being delayed or postponed.
Worrying about my graduation seems a little bit of minimal in terms of, you know, seeing what's happening around the world.
President Biden turning the tables on his Republican challenger Donald Trump at a black tie gathering in Washington at the White House Correspondents Association. Biden tossed around some one-liners.
Age is the only thing we have in common. My vice president actually endorses me.
This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
It's 2:03, Sunday, April 28th. It's 54 degrees, mostly cloudy with a spotty shower possible. Hello and good morning. I'm Rich Hunter. The top local stories we're following this hour. A man is dead after a stabbing outside Audi Field last night. D.C. police said officers responded at about 6:30 Saturday night. When they arrived, they found a man with several stab wounds. The victim was taken to the hospital where he later died. Officers say a suspect in that stabbing is in custody. It came about an hour before last night's DC United Major League Soccer game against the Seattle Sounders at Audi Field. The team said the incident did not affect the kickoff time of the game. and they are working with investigators. More than 48 hours after it started, a protest against the war in Gaza continues at George Washington University. WTOP's Lynn Bowie spoke with students about their messages and demands.
Traditional Arabic music is playing on 8th Street next to University Yard, where more than a dozen tents have the street blocked off.
As someone who's Palestinian, I never imagined I would see anything like this in my life.
Grad student Moataz Salem has been here since the beginning and calls it a solidarity encampment.
Seven of these students got suspended already, and they've threatened all of us with more suspensions, and still, they're here, we're all here. It's a beautiful thing.
Among their demands for the university, divest from Israeli companies and end academic partnerships with Israeli institutions. At George Washington University, Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
Organizers say at least seven students have been suspended and are each facing nine counts of misconduct. GW has a long history of protesting global conflict. In April 1969, the group Students for a Democratic Society seized and occupied a building to protest the university's actions regarding the Vietnam War. It is 2:05. D.C. police detectives have had their hands full as of late after a pair of shootings, one of them deadly. The first happened around 11:30 Friday night along Connecticut Avenue near DuPont Circle after an inside dispute spilled outside. Investigators say at least six people were hurt. Five of them were hospitalized but are expected to be okay. The sixth victim refused treatment. Police identify the suspect as 29-year-old Renwell Mantock of Hyattsville. They also say a weapon was recovered at the scene. And then less than 3 hours later, officers responded to a second shooting at a restaurant on U Street Northwest. One man, 43-year-old Kenneth Goins of Salisbury, Maryland, was shot several times and killed inside the restaurant. Police are looking for two suspects in that incident. After 3 years of offering more upscale items in their neighborhood corner stores, Foxtrot has shut down in D.C.
All six stores in the D.C. area and the rest of the company's stores in Chicago and Dallas shut down Tuesday. Kyle Young was the manager of the Georgetown store.
It's still really tough for me to accept that a decision like this could be made that would affect so many people without a fair warning. Yeah, it's really tough.
The store is offering imported wines, made-to-order meals, and locally sourced vegan treats were popular around here. The company said in a statement it explored many ways to stay open but couldn't find a viable option. The company has about 1,000 employees across the country. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Members of Baltimore County's close-knit Latino community have constructed an elaborate memorial for the six road workers killed in the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. A group of mourners gathered at the memorial Friday evening to remind the public that even as cleanup efforts proceed on schedule and maritime traffic resumes through the port of Baltimore, two of the victims remain missing. The workers were immigrants from the countries of Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. They were filling potholes on the bridge in the early morning hours of March 26 when a container ship lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's support columns. Coming up on WTOP, experts on diversity, equality, and inclusion are in very high demand these days. We'll explain traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Every moment counts if you're at risk or living with lung cancer. And anyone with lungs can get lung cancer. It causes more cancer deaths than breast, colon, and prostate combined. And while there may be moments where you question your next step, through it all, GoTo for Lung Cancer is here for you. We are your community. For screening, treatment, and survivorship support, GoTo is your go-to. Confronting lung cancer starts here. Visit goto.org.
It is 2:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's say good morning to Butch Seltzer in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Good morning, Rich. In the district, we have a structure fire that continues on Georgia Avenue. Both directions are closed between Irving Street and Kenyon Street. Construction has the roadway reduced to one lane at the 3rd Street Tunnel, northbound between D Street and Route 50, and southbound at the split to the freeway. Road construction has 295 northbound reduced to one lane between Burroughs Avenue and Eastern Avenue. In Virginia, an accident in Alexandria on the Beltway Outer Loop before Telegraph Road. The vehicle fire has been extinguished. Cleanup up is continuing. All lanes are closed until further notice. An accident has three right lanes blocked in Annandale on the Beltway outer loop between Braddock Road and the exit for Springfield. Three cars involved there. Stay to the left to get by. Closed due to construction zone near the Pentagon on Boundary Channel Drive, southbound between Route 27 and 395. Construction work in Dumfries on 95 northbound between Dumfries Road and Dale Boulevard. And construction has the two right lanes blocked in Vienna on Route 7 westbound between Route 123 and the Dulles Toll Road. In Maryland, we continue to be closed for a crash investigation in Mechanicsville on Buds Creek Road. Both directions between Mechanicsville Road and Thompson Corner Road were closed in both directions due to construction in Upper Marlboro. On Route 382 between Croom Station Road and Sasser Lane, construction has the right lane closed in Frederick on 270 southbound between Route 15 and Route 80. Beltway looks good from 270 to 95, and the Bay Bridge is moving freely. No problems in either direction. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looked so good. I'm Butch Seltzer, WTOP Traffic.
And now let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Yesterday was a little taste of winter, and today we're going to get a little taste of summer thanks to a warm front that pushed through overnight, keeping temperatures from falling too much. We're waking up to mid-50s now this morning, and later on we're going to see lots of sunshine and highs in the mid to upper 80s. That's about 25 to 30 degrees warmer than we saw just yesterday, and it gets even warmer tomorrow with a forecast high of about 90 degrees. Now, if we hit that tomorrow, it'll be the first 90-degree day of the year and about 2 weeks earlier than average. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 54 degrees in Old Town. It's 56 downtown in Penn Quarter, 53 up in Columbia, and it remains 54 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Ed Curry.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Experts on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs are in high demand these days.
The legal landscape in this space is in a state of flux currently. The lower courts are dealing with various challenges to various diversity programs and strategies.
Attorney John Lee is a partner at Morgan Lewis in Boston. He says inquiries from companies have surged since the Supreme Court banned universities from using race as a factor in admissions.
The Supreme Court held that the Harvard and the University of North Carolina's admissions practices, consideration of race in deciding which students to admit, violated the Equal Protection Clause.
Companies have a lot of questions for experts like Lee.
About tying executive compensation to diversity and inclusion goals or metrics, about development programs, internships, and scholarships.
Some companies are cutting back on DEI initiatives while others are redoing their policies. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Ed Corey on WTOP.
And coming up on WTOP, this past week, the Supreme Court heard arguments about the total abortion ban in Idaho and whether or not it violates federal law. We will hear the latest from Politico Pro next. It is 2:12.
Okay, I'm ready to record my jewelry store's new radio spot. I got a great script that really goes after Diamonds Direct and how they're nothing special and how we can match their price. Great stuff.
Oh, great. We have this new technology that bleeps out any false claims, so it saves us time with editing. So you can start anytime.
Okay, here goes. When you visit our jewelry store, we'll guarantee direct. Our diamonds come straight. We have cutters, and... Hey, what the...
The hard truth is that other jewelry stores simply can't do what Diamonds Direct can. Diamonds Direct has special relationship with De Beers, international connections, and virtually unlimited buying power. The result is true direct importer pricing, exceptional quality, and up to 30 times the diamond selection you find at other stores.
I can't believe this thing won't let me say...
Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. Get more truth at DiamondsDirect.com.
It's 2:13.
Junior Achievement is where dreams take flight. We are helping students connect what they learn in school to future work and career success. We are teaching them how to manage money to achieve financial security as adults. And we are showing them that starting a business also means changing lives and communities. However, we can't do it alone. Go to ja.org to learn more.
For 248 years, proud patriots have defended our freedom as American soldiers. One of the best ways to honor their service is through the Army Historical Foundation's Registry of the American Soldier. Open to all Army veterans, this free registry allows veterans or a loved one on their behalf to create a permanent public record of their service. No soldier's story should be forgotten. Learn more at armyhistory.org. That's armyhistory.org. Sponsored by Army Historical Foundation, Inc.
Coming up, a woman is dead following a crash early Saturday morning. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Grab your clubs and join Youth Apostles for its annual golf classic at Raspberry Falls Golf and Hunt Club in Leesburg on May 6th.
This is Father Jack, Director of Mission and Development for Youth Apostles. Youth Apostles impacts thousands of young people every day. Your sponsorship allows us to help young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and live lives of prayer, charity, and high moral standards. Thank you, and God bless.
To play or sponsor, visit youthapostles.org.
Washington's top news on your radio and on your phone with the free WTOP app, giving you the smartest smartphone in town.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
It's 2:15. Abortion rights were back before the U.S. Supreme Court this past week as the justices considered the implications of Idaho's near total ban on abortion since overturning Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. The arguments have involved a debate on whether a federal law that mandates an abortion in medical emergency overrules that state's abortion ban. Alice Miranda Olstein, healthcare reporter for Politico Pro, joined WTOP's Dimitri Sotis for a closer look at the tense arguments among justices and those arguing the case.
It definitely was heated. The justices were sort of snapping and interrupting the attorneys making the arguments and each other at some points. And this was really pitting state versus federal law. It was Idaho defending its abortion ban and saying that it should have the right to enforce it even in medical emergencies. And the Biden administration was arguing that that violates a decades-old federal law aimed at protecting patients from being turned away during medical emergencies. And what was really striking to me was that often with Supreme Court arguments, you have a lot of hypotheticals. It gets really in the weeds and the legal theories. And this focused so much on what's really been happening on the ground since Roe versus Wade was overturned, and especially since Idaho was given temporary permission to fully enforce its abortion ban. And so you had a lot of references to reports of hospitals turning women away or telling them you have to wait till your condition deteriorates even more before we can treat you, provide you an emergency abortion, and the spike in women who are being flown out of the state in these sort of emergency airlift flights. And so I think that was really striking in that the justices were really having to grapple with the real concrete effects of the decision they made a couple of years ago to overturn Roe.
Some of the conservative justices joined the liberal members in their questioning. Does that scramble our idea of how this might go when we hear that decision in the late spring?
So it's hard to tell. Sometimes the justices will play devil's advocate or try to, you know, pose tough questions just to get at a particular point. It's not always indicative of how they will rule or vote on a particular case. But it was interesting that a few of the justices on the right joined the justices on the left in really grilling Idaho's attorney and questioning his assertion that the state should have this sort of unchecked power to enforce its abortion ban in violation of these federal protections. And so there were some tough questions there, particularly from Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who was also very vocal in the abortion case the court heard a month ago. So she's really set to be kind of a key swing vote potentially in this.
And that's Politico Pro healthcare reporter Alice Miranda Olstein. And now a quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. Protesters remain camped out at colleges in D.C. and throughout the country, calling on their schools to cut ties with Israel over the war in Gaza. Severe weather continues to wreak havoc across the Plain States and is now heading east. And Israel's foreign minister said his country could end its assault on Rafah if Hamas will make a deal to free the hostages it still holds. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead, where it is now 2:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go back to Butch Seltzer in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Rich. In Virginia, accident has the right lane blocked in Fairfax on the 495 outer loop between Van Dorn Street and the local lane split and merge. Accident in Alexandria on the Beltway outer loop before Telegraph Road. The vehicle fire has been extinguished. Cleanup is continuing. All lanes are closed until further notice. We have an accident with three right lanes blocked in Annandale on the Beltway outer loop between Braddock Road and the exit for Springfield. Three cars involved there. Stay to your left. That's going to way they get you by. Closed due to a construction zone near the Pentagon on Boundary Channel Drive, southbound between Route 27 and 395. Construction work in Dumfries on 95 northbound between Dumfries Road and Dale Boulevard. Construction has two right lanes blocked in Vienna on Route 7 westbound. Between Route 123 and the Dulles Toll Road. In the district, we have a structure fire continuing on Georgia Avenue. Both directions are closed between Irving Street and Kenyon Street while first responders work to get through that. Construction has the roadway reduced to one lane at the 3rd Street Tunnel northbound between D Street and Route 50 and southbound at the split to the freeway. Road construction has 295 northbound reduced to one lane between Burroughs Avenue and Eastern Avenue. In Maryland, we continue to be closed for a crash investigation in Mechanicsville on Buds Creek Road. Both directions between Mechanicsville Road and Thompson Corner Road were closed in both directions due to construction in Upper Marlboro on Route 382 between Croom Station Road and Sasser Lane. Construction as the right lane closed in Frederick on 270 southbound between Route 15 and Route 80. We're looking fine on the Beltway from 270 to 95, and the Bay Bridge is moving well in both directions. No problems there. I'm Butch Seltzer, WTOP Traffic.
And now let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Bit of a mild start to the day today with temperatures only in the mid-50s, and this comes after a day yesterday where the high was only 60 degrees thanks to the clouds and rain. Now, that will not be the case today thanks to a warm front that pushed through overnight. We've got forecast highs today in the mid to upper 80s. That's about 25 to 30 degrees warmer than we saw just yesterday, and it gets even warmer tomorrow with sunshine continuing in the forecast and a temperature of about 90 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now at the airports, we're at 55 at Reagan National, 54 at BWI Thurgood Marshall, 55 at Dulles, and we're still at 54 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning and hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. And coming up on WTOP, additional charges are pending following a crash in Prince William County that turned fatal. It is 2:21.
Hi, I'm Kathy Bates. Anyone will tell you, battling cancer is not pretty, and neither are the complications like lymphedema, a chronic disease that can leave anyone undergoing cancer treatment with a lifetime of swelling and pain, often affecting one's entire body and sense of self. If you're facing a cancer diagnosis, discuss lymphedema with your doctor. With knowledge and action, we can learn and live. Learn more at lymphaticnetwork.org.
For 248 years, proud patriots have defended our freedom as American soldiers. One of the best ways to honor their service is through the Army Historical Foundation's Registry of the American Soldier. Open to all Army veterans, this free registry allows veterans or a loved one on their behalf to create a permanent public record of their service. No soldier's story should be forgotten. Learn more at armyhistory.org. That's armyhistory.org. Sponsored by Army Historical Foundation, Inc.
Washington's top news, WTOP. Facts matter.
It's 2:22. I'm Rich Hunter. Thanks for being with us. One person is dead after an early morning crash in Montgomery County. Around 2:30 Saturday morning, Montgomery County officers saw a Dodge sedan speed through the intersection of Rockville Pike and Rollins Avenue. Officers followed after the speeding sedan and came across a two-car crash involving the Dodge and a Honda. The driver of the Honda, a woman, was pronounced dead on the scene. A passenger of the Dodge was injured and taken to an area hospital. The male driver of the Dodge tried to run away from the crash but was shortly picked up by police. Police are still investigating the fatal crash and asked anyone with information to contact police. Additional charges are pending after a crash in Manassas turned fatal. More on the story from WTOP's Ralph Fox.
Police in Prince William County continue to investigate an accident the afternoon of April 15th. This at the intersection of Yates Ford and Evans Ford Roads. Authorities say a Buick Roadmaster turned into the path of a Dodge Ram 2500 pickup truck. At the time, both the driver and the passenger in the Buick were hospitalized with critical injuries. A dog in that car was killed. The passenger, 32-year-old Jessica Lynn Randall, died Friday. The Buick driver, also of Manassas, is expected to survive. Police say alcohol appears to be a factor for the Buick driver. The investigation is continuing. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
A University of Virginia transplant surgeon and one of his living organ donors are talking about the benefits of organ donation. WTOP's Dan Ronan reports.
Christopher Rucker of suburban Charlottesville said a friend's recent Facebook post indicating the need for a kidney prompted him to take action. His surgeon, Dr. Sean Peltier of UVA, told reporters the process to become a volunteer, get screened, and go through the surgery only takes a few months, and this humanitarian gesture is often a lifesaver.
Really, in that we have more than 100,000 people on the waiting list. The kidney waiting lists are by far in the longest.
In Rucker's case, everything worked perfectly. Kidneys are not the only living organs that can be donated. Sections of a person's lung, liver, pancreas, and intestine are also eligible. Dan Ronan, WTOP News.
Having bad credit can cost you more money. WTOP's John Doman has details about a program aimed at boosting credit scores in Prince George's County.
It's called the Credit Builder. It asks residents to agree to deposit $44 every month for a year into a new account with the Prince George's Community Federal Credit Union.
We will report it to the Credit Bureau just like any other bill or loan that you would have to pay. And that history of on-time payments help boost your credit.
It's open to everyone in the county, but a limited number of people who live in Councilman Ed Burrow's district will also be eligible for a $44 match.
At the end of the year, every dollar the resident puts in, they get back. And every dollar that we put in, they get back.
That can be worth about $4,000 for those residents.
We've seen individuals raise their credit scores by 70 points in this program.
John Dome in WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Take it away, Frank Hanrahan.
If recent memory serves correct, the Washington Commanders drafts have not been the greatest in recent years, but let's see if the 2024 draft class proves to be a big turning point for the franchise. They hope it will be, with quarterback Jaden Daniels taken on Thursday with the number 2 overall selection. NFL draft rounded out on Saturday with the 7th round selection of Javonte Jean-Baptiste from Notre Dame by the Commanders, edge rusher. In the 5th round, Commanders taken linebacker Jordan McGee out of Temple and safety Dominique Hampton out of the University of Washington. The Commanders also signed